Ever since preschool, your next speaker and I have done everything together, from band to ski club to student council and FFA. Over the years, I have watched Landon inspire many people through his belief in others.
My brother is my biggest role model. Every time he comes, he loves me and cares for me all the time. He's there for me. I can't wait for him to get home so we can have popcorn, Pepsi, and chocolate with him. I can't wait to put that blue corduroy jacket on just like him.
Landon is my personal biggest inspiration. As his younger sister and lifelong nuisance, I have been amazed at what his FFA jacket has done for him. Ladies and gentlemen, to present his retiring address entitled, The Way I See It, please join us in welcoming him to the stage.
My best friend.
And our big brother.
Our national FFA secretary, Landon Chaffert.
If you don't dream it, what's the use in dreaming? If you don't have faith, there's nothing worth believing. It takes a hope to make the stars worth reaching for. So reach out for something more.
When we were little, my sister and Thanya and I weren't afraid to dream big. When we had an idea, we did it. Although she's 3 years younger, and Thanya has always been one of my best friends and role models. And we did everything together, whether it was playing in our sandbox, soaring through the air on our big swing set, swimming with our dog Kicker in the stock tank, or having fun in our garden, and Thanya was always by my side as my fellow adventurer. Growing up, we went through many different stages. First came the superhero wannabe stage. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I wanted to fly like Superman, and Thanya wanted to ride in a transparent plane just like Wonder Woman. We would spend hours dressing up and creating our own reality. I can still remember wearing the blue Superman sweatshirt that my Grandma Chaffert made for me. I loved wearing it with my red cape and jeans. Side by side, Thanya and I would soar through the air together on our big swing set, pretending that I was flying alongside her plane. Next came the Flintstone wannabe stage. We loved watching Fred, Wilma, Barney, Betty, Pebbles, Bam Bam, and Dino on television. I was Fred, and Thanya was Wilma, and together we worked tirelessly, hauling large rocks and bricks and my little red wagon to create our very own Flintstone village in the garden. We had it all. Brick walkways, stone fences, trees, a clubhouse, a little toy car that you pedaled with your feet, and even a hand-dug creek that ran from the water hydrant to the edge of the garden. Finally, as we grew, we entered the Titanic stage. In fourth grade, my class did a research project on the unsinkable ship, and I became fascinated with anything and everything related to the Titanic. My sister Thanya, who wasn't quite as interested, was always recruited by me as we worked to construct our own 15-foot wooden Titanic clubhouse. It even floated in the huge mud puddle next to the driveway. It had tables, chairs, rope lights powered by a drop cord that ran back to the house, two flagpoles, and to complete the look, four fake smokestacks made of tin. Regardless of what we were doing as kids, one thing was certain. We were always chasing our dreams. As children, we dream about doing something big, and we do it. Often, as we grow, we lose that childlike faith and stop believing that we can do what we dream. But why? Why do we stop believing in ourselves? We still have the potential to become extraordinary. We really can accomplish remarkable things. Each of us possess unique talents, skills, and passions that we can use to bring our biggest dreams to life. But before we do, we must believe that we can. Believing is having faith that everything will work out. Believing is working hard to cultivate our dreams. Following a dream is like walking on a journey. We'll never reach our destination unless we take it one step at a time. To do what we dream, we must step with faith, and we must step with diligence. Faith. One of my mom's favorite quotes is, "We walk by faith, not by sight." She always says that having faith is believing in something that you can't see. For me, this definition of faith takes on a special meaning. Imagine this: 70 plane rides, 120,000 miles traveled, 25 states visited, and thousands of FFA members met, all in the course of 1 year. Pretty cool, huh? Now, imagine that for that year, you couldn't see the gate number in an airport. You couldn't see to drive to or from any of your destinations. You couldn't see the menu in a fast food restaurant. You couldn't see well enough to remember any of the faces of the countless people that you met. Instead, you had to remember them just by the sound of their voices. For the past 12 months, this has been my life, because I was born with a vision condition known as congenital rod cone dystrophy that has left me legally blind since birth and often unable to see much of the beauty that surrounds me. And our world is filled with beautiful sights. Whether it's day or night, something intricate or something simple, beauty is everywhere. Think about some of the things that are beautiful to you, like a starlit sky. When you look into the evening sky, this is what you might see. But when I look into the vastness of the evening sky, this is what I see. All those breathtaking summer nights spent sitting outside, listening to the peaceful chirp of the crickets and the calls of the cattle in the distance. And honestly, I've never seen a single star. But I know they're there, and I know they're beautiful, because I have faith. When you look at something as simple as a cornfield, it looks like this. I'll bet it's beautiful. Here's what I see. Although I've been around cornfields all my life, growing up back home on our family farm, my eyes have never allowed me to take in the true beauty of a cornfield. But I know they're beautiful. I have faith. By the way, when you look at the sign for a women's restroom, this is what you see. But when I look at the sign for a women's restroom, sometimes this is what I see. Oh yeah. Sometimes it takes me quite a while to realize that I'm in the wrong restroom, which makes the situation even more awkward. But being legally blind does have its advantages, because there are some things that are just so ugly that no one wants to see them, and I don't have to. For example, when I look at a hairless cat, this is what I see. But when you look at a hairless cat, this is what you have to see. I know, lucky me, right? FFA members, this is Randy. Tonight, with his camera, Randy is going to help us understand what I see. If you were looking out into the crowd from where I'm standing on this stage right now, here's what you would see. This is the way I see it. Thanks, Randy. Let's give him a hand. There are thousands of people here in this arena this evening, and I don't see any of you. But I know you're there. When I step forward, I don't see what's in front of me. Every step that I take on this stage, every step that I take in life, is a step taken with uncertainty, but a step taken with faith. Similarly, as we walk forward in life to reach our dreams, we are literally blind to what's coming next. We can never be certain exactly what our next step will bring. Throughout my life, I've come to believe in what my dad always says: everything will work out. From the time I was born, my parents have always raised me with that mindset, that confidence, that no matter where I go, in whatever situation I face, there will always be someone or something there to help guide me. As I walk, not knowing what's ahead, I have to rely on the things and people around me to show me where I am and help me get where I need to go. Yes, sometimes stepping forward, not knowing what to expect, is a bit frightening, but having faith is what allows me to press on. Whether it's holding onto the handrail above stairs, feeling my way along the wall of a building, holding onto someone's shoulder, or listening to someone's voice, there is always something there to help guide me. Now, it doesn't always work perfectly. Sometimes I fall, but I always get up. When you're blind, you can't be afraid to fall. Fear never led me to the right gate in an airport. Faith did. I have faith that I'll reach my destination even if I have to get back up and try again. I take it step by step. I step with faith. But what if I didn't believe that someone would be there to volunteer a guiding shoulder or a voice of direction? What if I didn't have faith that a handrail would be there to guide me up and down stairs? And what if I didn't get up when I fall? I wouldn't be here tonight, and I wouldn't be chasing my dreams. We must ask ourselves the same question. What dream am I ignoring because I'm unsure the handrail will be there? What goal am I not pursuing because I'm worried that no one will be there to offer a voice of wisdom or encouragement? Stop second guessing, start believing in yourself. Step with faith. Step with faith by taking risks and venturing into the unknown. Run for a chapter office. Apply for that scholarship. Take a challenging course. Try out for band, choir, or a sports team. Sing in front of a large group of people. Step with faith by having confidence in yourself. Know that you have what it takes to become extraordinary and accomplish remarkable things. Don't ever let anyone tell you that your dream is too big or that you can't. Step with faith by believing that no matter where you are or what you're doing, you can always find someone to help provide guidance along the journey and be there to provide direction for others as they walk. Step with faith. Farming takes a lot of faith. You never know if you're going to have a good crop or if you're going to get hailed out. You have to have faith that it's all going to work out somehow. These words spoken by my father constantly remind me of just how risky the business of farming really is. Well grounded in his heavy-duty work boots, jeans, plaid shirt, cap, and the plier scabbard that never leaves his belt, my dad has not only taught me the value of stepping with faith, he has also shown me the importance of stepping with diligence. This year, I've had the privilege of being stationed by the ear of corn. But all my life, I've grown up by my father's side raising corn on our farm in eastern Colorado. I can still remember getting up at the crack of dawn in the summers with my dad as a little boy to enjoy Pop-Tarts and milk with him before heading out for work on the family farm. When he was a child, my dad dreamed of one day becoming a farmer. A cultivator operator at age 7, full-time combine and tractor driver at 9, semi-driver at 13, and the lessee of land at 16, my dad had a pretty amazing jump on his dream. Today, Not only is my dad living out his dream of helping feed the world as the farmer of thousands of acres of land, he is also an insurance agent, broker, grain company owner, father, husband, and my role model. Some of the best lessons that I've learned have been shared with me while sitting in the seat of a tractor with my dad at the wheel. My dad has always believed in me and encouraged me by telling me, son, you can do anything you set your mind to if you work hard. My dad has experienced great success because of his willingness to step with diligence. During the planting and harvest seasons, it's unlikely for him to get more than 4 hours of sleep a night. He rises early and goes to bed when the job is done right. He never hesitates to dive in and work with his hands. Every moment is valuable to him. My dad is living out his dreams, not because he does something that we each cannot, but because he takes full advantage of the abilities that we each possess. He's not superhuman. He is extraordinarily normal. But he works hard, and he rises after every challenge that he faces. My dad steps with diligence. This year, I've met countless FFA members who have faith in what they're doing and step with diligence. Members who rise at the crack of dawn to feed their livestock before school. Members who work meticulously to collect data for their ag science projects because they want results. And members who put in hours upon hours tirelessly practicing to perform to the best of their abilities in career development events. I can't count the number of chapter officer teams who work diligently to plan and host activities for the members of their chapters. When others see us in our blue corduroy jackets, they know they're looking at young people who have faith and step with diligence. But imagine what it would be like if we always stepped with diligence. What if we were more diligent? Picture your most productive day, where you put your heart and soul into everything that you do and work hard with no excuses. What does that look like? Now picture that this particular day is not abnormal. It's your average day. We could accomplish so much more if we always stepped with diligence every day. Step with diligence by working hard. Work hard for good grades. Work hard for success on that sports team. Work hard for that leadership position you've been working for. Work hard for scholarships and strive to get into a good college. Put full effort into developing meaningful relationships with others by taking a genuine interest in them and being someone that people can trust. Spend a few extra hours on homework or that class project. Step with diligence by never giving up. When you face obstacles, persevere. When you fail, stand up and try again. Have your dreams in mind and work tirelessly to bring them to reality. Step with diligence. Often, we can't see where our next step will take us. It takes faith to risk and venture into the unknown. It takes diligence to do a good job, stand up when we fall, and to be successful along the journey. We each have the potential to become extraordinary and accomplish remarkable things. What is your dream? What destination are you dreaming for, aiming for? Although you can't see it, you can dream it. If you can dream it, you can do it. Remember what my mom always says, having faith is believing in what you can't see. Although I can't see you, I believe in you. I have faith in your next step. Do you? And I know you're diligent, because after all, you are FFA members. The way I see it, following a dream is like walking on a journey. We must step forward if we are to reach our destination. So don't waste another day. We can do what we dream. Believe. Take it one step at a time. Step with faith. Step with diligence. And dream big.
Because if you don't dream big, what's the use in dreaming? If you don't have faith, there's nothing worth believing. It takes
made sure that our commas are in the right spot, that macaroni and cheese is present during dinner time, that we have our daily intake of Pepsi, that we are aware of the hazards of wet floor signs, and that Elvis lives again. Your belief in our team and your belief in FFA members has been the driving force behind your leadership. We are so thankful that your passion in life and your vision in life is to remind others of their value and that no challenge is too big to overcome. All in, love, Wyatt, Shannon, Tiffany, Riley, and James. Ladies and gentlemen, your National FFA Secretary, Landon Shafford.
Cause if you don't have me, what's the use of dreaming if you don't have me?